Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito. SelenaZito.com is the website to find Selena's reporting on the Washington Examiner, on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post. We turn to an item that Selena is highlighting now about the difficulty that many people have with what we're told about the virus and how to conduct our lives in this third year of the virus with Omicron everywhere, literally everywhere, in New York, and I can guess across the country, sweeping the globe. Whatever it is, it's a version of the virus. It is now commonplace for people who are healthy and wandering around and just spent the afternoon picking up a cup of coffee to come down with the symptoms, which is a scratchy throat, a pain in the lower back, some lethargy that goes on for X number of days. That itself is now a debate. How many days? 5, 7, 10? How long to quarantine? However, we're going to the origins, and an article in the London Telegraph in these last days I shared with Selena because it very much echoes in a British fashion what she's writing about citizens alienated or doubtful of the leadership, the national and state leadership about the virus. It's from a new book of the author of Viral. His name is Viscount Ridley. Remember, this is Britain, and you have to give the formal titles. It reads this way. Leading British and U.S. scientists thought it was likely that COVID accidentally leaked from a laboratory, but were concerned that further debate would harm science in China, emails show. An email from Sir Jeremy Farrar, director of the Wellcome Trust, February 2nd, 2020, said that, quote, a likely explanation, end quote, was that COVID had rapidly evolved from a SARS-like virus inside human tissue in a low-security lab. We come down to the fact that others shared this belief. These were emails shared. In the email, Sir Jeremy said that other scientists also believed that virus could not have evolved naturally. One such scientist was Professor Mike Farzan of Scripps Research, the expert who discovered how the original SARS virus binds to human cells. I'll stop there because there's a lot of scientific detail here. But it points me to the fact, Selena, that the origins of the virus are unanswered. And yet we all had this sense as early as the spring of 2020 when we were first dealing with the shutdowns that something was wrong with how we were being guided or told what to worry about. And here we are in the third year, and we still have this sense that we haven't got the full picture. And it's very difficult to trust any leadership if you think that they're being, that the leader is being selective about candor.
Right. You know, I'm so glad you brought this point up, because it's something that I think we need to point back to my profession as one of the culprits in not doing its duty in this situation. You know, as a reporter growing up, when there was a situation, we would run into the fire, into the mess, to find out what caused the fire. That was our job. Our job was not to sit at our desk and make hot takes on the social media. And the lack of investigative intuition among reporters to this day is incredibly striking. You know, there's a lot of reporters out there who got into the business because of the brashness and the intuition of the Watergate stories, but that seems to be gone. You know, the rest of us had this intuition, this spider sense, if you will, the skepticism that not all was being told, that we thought, or the possibility should be at least explored that this happened. However, I have, if there is a reporter who did the dig deep, the, you know, dug deep to find that answer, I have yet to have found them. And that is what is most distressing. And that's what adds to our anguish between our relationship between institutions, large and small, and governments and its peoples.
It reminded me, because I've been reading a lot about the Cuban Missile Crisis these days, it reminded me of the legend, and I don't have all the facts in front of me, so I'm going to be careful about this. The legend, or the story, that the major newspapers knew that there was something going to happen in Cuba right prior to what we remember as the Bay of Pigs, 1961, the early Kennedy administration, and didn't publish that fact, asked by the White House or voluntarily consulted with the White House and were asked to delay the publishing of it. The Bay of Pigs went forward. The catastrophe made it very difficult for Cuba and the United States to work for 70 years. I mean, I understand the missile crisis came the next year and the Soviet Union crowded in and tales of the Cold War. But when candor is not conveyed, there is a problem that develops and you can't account for it, but and you don't know where it's going. Today, I think the lack of candor about the virus has to be a contributing factor in the alienation from our national leadership, whether it was Republican or Democrat. We see the same alienation practiced no matter the change, the profound change in administrations.
That is absolutely true. And, you know, people think that populism is only happening with conservatives. That is wrong. One of the biggest forms of populism that goes undetected or undiscovered is when a voter sits home and doesn't vote because they're mad, in particular at their own party. But they can't sort of, they can't bring themselves to vote for the other party. You saw it throughout 2021 in special elections and in off-year November elections, where Democrats lost in places that they had no business losing.
Right.
And that is not because Democrats voted for Republicans. It's because many Democrats sat home because they were just so fed up within their own party that truths hadn't been presented to them in a way that they believed was important and vital to their lives and to the lives of the people in the country.
SelenaZito.com is the website to find Selena's reporting. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.